USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says the United States is committed to fighting global warming. Speaking at the United Nations COP27 summit in Egypt on Friday, Biden said new spending on clean energy initiatives will help ensure the United States hits its goal by 2030. In close election races, ballots continue to be counted, and some in Washington, D.C. are not happy.
With the way Nevada and Arizona are conducting their elections, the delays in announcing winners does not put faith in their election procedures. It's not fair to the candidates and the American voters when states with three times the voters finishes before sparsely populated states. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton on Fox News expresses his dissatisfaction on Friday.
These states need to take a hard look at their election laws, just like Florida did 20 years ago. You know, after the 2000 presidential election, I think many leaders in Florida were embarrassed about what had happened. Democrats and Republicans together came together and they reformed their electoral system so you would have an efficient system that is confidence-inspiring and gets results promptly.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Federal Trade Commission is keeping a close eye on Twitter's moves under new owner Elon Musk. An FTC spokesman saying the agency could hold the company to specific security and privacy standards under a recent settlement. NASA is assessing damages to the Artemis 1 moon rocket in Florida. The agency saying it found minor damage to the rocket after Nicole hit Cape Canaveral as a Category 1 hurricane. Peak winds reached 82 miles per hour, which is 3 below the maximum gusts NASA said the rocket could withstand. The agency didn't roll back the equipment ahead of the storm. The next launch attempt for the Artemis 1 mission is scheduled for early Wednesday morning. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Vice President Kamala Harris is honoring service members at Arlington National Cemetery. In a Veterans Day speech, Harris paid homage to those who served in uniform at home and overseas to defend the country's most sacred values.
On Veterans Day, we celebrate the generations of Americans who fought to make that promise real.
She added, Veterans Day is about coming together to express our profound gratitude. Iranian protesters refuse to back down.
Almost 15,000 protesters in Iran are facing a potential death penalty, but protests aren't slowing down. Iran's parliament overwhelmingly voted in favor of the death penalty for protesters earlier this week. Nearly 2 months of protests began in September after news of the death of a 22-year-old woman became public after she was arrested and allegedly beaten to death by Iran's so-called morality police. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Former baseball star Pete Rose is asking MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred to let him into the Hall of Fame. In a letter to Manfred, Rose said he has apologized many times for betting on baseball games while managing the Cincinnati Reds. This comes as a committee created by the league is considering 8 names to be inducted into the Hall who weren't voted in by the writers. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.